producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello. How do you do? How many different ways can we say welcome to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? What did you say? Who? What?
I said hola.
Hola. Yes, there's Jennifer Horn. Kara Schilling is here as well with us to investigate what's going on in the world. Hello to Facebook friends Christiana, John, Kimberly Ann, Glenn, Dano, David, welcome. James, and welcome. Very creative, okay, Jennifer. Congratulations.
Yes.
Here is the story behind the story of people like the guy who fell off the cliff in San Diego.
Yeah, distracted guy walking with his cell phone and dumped off the side of a cliff.
He didn't jump. He just walked.
No, he dumped himself off.
He dumped himself off, right. How many times have you seen people walking down the street or driving a car, just not paying attention to anything, involved in any activity, in a restaurant, at work, who are so wrapped up? This has become a national, if not international,
it's an issue.
It's a malady. It's a craziness. How many people go to bed at night? You know, and I say this lovingly, aimed at somebody that I love more than life itself. And the last thing at night is, and it's a great tool. We listen to meditations, going to sleep at night off of the iPhone, and then in the morning, the first thing you do is look.
Do you think we have ADD?
How many will have or do
no,
have?
How many do have ADD now because of all the distractions?
Oh, I don't know.
Our brain is so used to multitasking that we just can't shut it down.
Yeah. Well, but these things contribute to that. There is an estimated 10% of pedestrian injuries that land people in emergency rooms due to distracted walking. That's thousands of people injured, sometimes killed. I bring that to your attention after this incident with Joshua Burwell, which is his name, fell off the Sunset Cliffs 40 feet to his death. Wasn't watching where he was walking.
Mm-hmm.
He was more looking at the device. And so this is a tragic example, in my mind, of a growing problem. People distracted so much by their phones or other devices. One of the mall security cameras that I saw captured a woman focused on her phone. She walked right into a fountain and fell into the water fountain. I mean, you can laugh about it.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
What if we do, because you know how sometimes these ideas like kind of hatch organically and make radio people big stars?
Oh, good.
Let's big hatch star. One of our own.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do a good day day.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
Good day,
a good day.
Day
where we give up all of our devices for 24 hours.
Really?
It'll be a good day challenge.
The good day challenge. How are we going to prove whether people did or didn't?
Really, we're just going to have to take their words for it. But I think we challenge our listeners to give up social media, give up text messaging for a day.
A day?
Yeah, 24 hours. What do you think? The good day challenge.
Okay.
We'll post it on Facebook.
Well, let's see if we can work that out. I'm happy to do it.
Don't you think that'd be fun? I mean, you can still make phone calls. You can still talk to people, but you can't text. You can't do social media. You just have to back away from it for a day. I love it. Let's do it.
Looking at another video that shows a man talking on his cell phone, his smartphone, walk right off the train platform just before the train comes down the track. 78% of Americans said distracted walking is a very serious issue. Another study found people using their phone while walking veered off course 61% of the time. As a matter of fact, last week when we were driving from Massachusetts down to Florida in a rather circuitous route, one afternoon something dropped on the floor underneath my feet, and so I reached down to get it, and I swerved to the left a little bit, and Meredith got all upset. Yeah, what's the matter with your driving? You're crazy. You don't know how to drive anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And then she was driving, and she was on her iPhone looking at some message while we were going down. The traffic stopped in front of us, and I'm putting on the brakes on my side of the car.
Automatic ticket.
Yeah. Well, I think that we are oblivious sometimes to how this thing impacts us.
Mm-hmm. Or we think we can handle it all, but we really, our brains can't.
I do it a lot, frankly. I try not to do it while I'm here in California, or do it so that nobody sees me doing it. Yesterday I was on the phone two or three times and I saw police, and I just either stopped the conversation or put the phone in my lap, which is not any different than having the, when you have the, what do you call it, connection in the car. What is that? What is it when you have, not BuzzFeed. What's the...
Bluetooth?
Thank you, BuzzFeed.
I prefer BuzzFeed.
Anyway, so the problem is that I don't think a lot of people admit to having the problem. And it's okay. It's very helpful. It's a great device. Where else can you find... I mean, I'm guilty of it. I would say to her when we're driving or involved in anything, why don't you look that up? Or why don't you see, you know, if you can find that information. It's a marvelous tool for that sort of thing. Any kind of information you're looking for, we'd be listening to a song, or we'd be talking about something, or we'd be wanting to buy something, or and you just you go to the iPad, or you go to the iPhone or the smartphone, you look it all up. It's amazing. It's a marvelous adventure when you're using it appropriately. But it just gets so distracting. People are sending emails, or people are making dates, or people are trying to find out what the stock market is. Oh, you can do anything on it. It just is so distracting and dangerous. And I think that that's it's. But this stuff is such. It's like common sense. Hello, look up while you're walking. Hello, check both ways before you cross the street. Hello. Think about your safety first. Hello. Jeepers crow. Why is that
we're
so?
We're just so arrogant because we think we can do everything. And we just can't. I mean, we think we can walk and chew bubble gum, and it's not always the case.
I don't chew bubble gum. I chew Wrigley Spearmint gum.
Ew, really? I used to like it, but it gets a little dry in your mouth after a while.
Bubble gum. 13 half the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Malaysia Airlines. In the news again, I'll tell you why in a moment. Right now, though, I want to tell you the story about Genucel. If you want to take care of your face, the way to do it, the common sense approach, is the approach that I take. Genucel, created by plant stem cell research, bags and puffiness under your eyes. I love it. I use it. And for the first time, you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment with it absolutely free. Call the folks at Chamonix, 800-543-9262, to put yourself into the position of getting rid of the bags and the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The bags, puffiness caused by water collecting under your eyes. So that's what that product takes care of. So do this for your face. Do this for you. Call 800-543-9262. And get all these products now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pack's back.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Coming up on 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Owen, Kara Schillen, and the story of Malaysia Airlines, these poor people. Here's the story of a flight on Malaysia Airlines, supposed to head directly northwest to Kuala Lumpur from Auckland, New Zealand. Instead, the flight path headed south, causing the pilot to request clarification. The mistake, minor. Nobody, you know, got hurt and there weren't any real delays. But this is an embarrassing thing. This flight took off, and 8 minutes into it, the contact pilot at air traffic control to find out why he seemed to be headed in the wrong direction.
That is,
hey, he's
so
the pilot of the
call
plane.
I want from the pilot. Why am I going
right
on the wrong you? Where?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Apparently, you were headed in the southeasterly direction. You're supposed to be going northwest. So they turned him around and headed him in the right direction. But can you imagine? It's sort of in league with the story from a couple of years ago. Remember the pilots fell asleep and the plane was going to Detroit, but he just kept going when he got to Detroit? Overshot Detroit by, I don't know, 500 miles or something before these guys woke up. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Yeah, and they were like, whoa.
What are you so upset about? His extra ride for nothing. Hooray. But most of the time, the thing that's really kind of dicey about that, what you don't know maybe, and maybe this is the stuff that keeps you from getting nervous, most of the planes that are doing the relatively long hop, something over 1,000 miles, 1,500 miles, or the transcon stuff, or north and south from, let's say, New Orleans to Chicago, they put enough fuel in them to fly about 40, 45 minutes longer than what the scheduled flight is. So, and this, the reason they don't have a full fuel tank all the time is because the plane can go up higher, it burns less fuel, and it moves faster. So, if you fill up, the only time they fill up a plane is, for example, when you're doing a coast-to-coast in a 737,
right,
which really isn't a transcontinental plane,
then you'll
but
be
they're
all
using
gapped
it
up
that way, then they fill up the tank. Or if you're going from New York to Europe, or you're going to Asia, then the plane's tanks are filled up. But if you're doing a short hop, an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that, they never fill up the fuel tank because...
How does that make you feel, by the way?
Well, that's the point, yeah. I mean, you think about what in the world could go on. If you get stuck in a pattern, the weather has been so bad lately in some of the areas of the country that there have been a lot of planes stacked up. I haven't seen this for a long time. I haven't gotten involved in this, but I remember once... I was flying to England. We were stacked up over London and couldn't get to Heathrow, couldn't get to Gatwick because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up going to Cardiff, which was a little airport. How it took 747s is way beyond everybody's imagination. But when we were circling, you look out the plane window, and I could see a northwest. I remember this. I remember it like it was yesterday. There was a northwest 747 that was directly across from us. If you look up, there was a Delta 767 below. Lois was an American Airlines 767, and they were all going around in the same pattern, waiting for a hole to get into this little airport. It was pretty, it was spectacular, but yet it was sobering to realize. And this, we stayed up for a couple, 3 hours. It was a different era then, and then finally landed, and it was, but very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. But it's more uncomfortable if you know how little fuel there is.
Fire up the sides thing and hope for the best.
21 after the hour. On good day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Of the program that people love to talk about, the music of their life. So we have a list of music that we go through from time to time, and as we are at the end of the year, people are going to want to know what the number one song was for 2015. So let's go back to the year 1982 for the number one song of that year, which was Olivia Newton-John and Physical. Number one for the entire year of 1982. Crank it up, Kara.
I've been good. Tried to keep my hands on the table. It's getting hard to hold them back. You know what I mean. I'm sure you'll understand my point of view. We know each other never been. You gotta know that you're there now. Yeah, and that bothers me. Let's get.
Number one this week, 1982. All right, let's move up a year to 1983. The Police. Number one song for the year was Every Breath You Take. What a great pop song. Crank this puppy up, Kara, will you? Every single day.
Every word you say.
Every word you say.
I heard you speaking the words.
Yeah. I love this song. Great song. Let's keep going here. Tuning your four or five of these tunes in. Good for your memory. Let's move to number one for the year 1984. Mr. Prince. Or is he Prince? Prince.
I think he's just Prince.
Prince. When Doves Cry. I've always been a fan of Prince. It's not because I think he looks cute in chaps. I just think his music is. You think he looks cute in chaps.
You do?
Nah.
Come on.
Prince, When Doves Cry. Crank it up, Kara. Bum, bum.
Sicko.
Yeah.
Prince is a sicko.
No, he's a weird. Good stuff. All right, let's see. Speaking of sickos, number one, 1985 of the whole year, George Michael and Wham.
I'm never gonna dance again.
Now we're talking.
Story of my life. I got no rhythm.
Ah, that's what I was thinking.
You don't know better than to cheat your friend.
You're going to dance with the person you want to dance with forever and ever. The next one, let's see, the first song, number one song from 1986, belonged to Dionne Warwick and her friends. Yeah, this is another great pop song. By the way, on the list of things that can make you the happiest, and that's certainly something we all strive for, listening to music from the happiest time in your life is a perfect way to get happier. I'm listening to all of this stuff, and I'm completely happy. There's nothing about any of these tunes that would make me feel anything other than happy. Olivia Newton-John, The Police, Prince, Wham. This one especially, though. Number one this week in 1986. That's what friends are for, and we're all friends here. 28 past the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you're colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6306. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6306. 800-961-6306. That's 800-961-6306.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some people do. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. She has no trouble in her life. She has a perfect life, a wonderful life.
Yes, exactly.
The life of a female Riley, if you get my drift. Kenny Kessler is here as well. We're all in Southern California where the wind is blowing and the temperature is about 50 degrees.
Colder than now where I am, 36.
Is it? Well, but is this in the alternative world where east of the Mississippi it's cold, rainy, snowy, tornadoes to the south of the Mason-Dixon line?
It's not bad.
Crazy weather, yeah, so this is okay.
Yeah,
but the weather, is it global warming? People say, I hear people scoffing at the idea of global warming. Look at how cold it is, but global the idea of global warming isn't that it's hot, although it may be enormously warmer, but the temperature variations and the climate changing itself is all what global warming is all about, in case you're not familiar with the concept. Hello, ding, 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 ding. So, yes, Jennifer and Kenny and Doug here at your service, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes. Tell us about his story in Switzerland, how wonderful it is there, how healthy the people are there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, bad boys are still behaving badly. Number one bad boy is this clown, Ethan Couch.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at a picture of this crumb, and he looks like somebody that you just would want. And I'm Mr. Peace and Love. But man, do you want
one
to smack this guy?
One of those guys you want to smack him. I know.
Like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, some people have that look.
Yeah. So anyway, the story, if you don't know, he and his mother went to Mexico just for a little drive.
Right.
A little time off.
To jump bail. Jump probation.
So how stupid is this? This kid would never have to worry about anything, so he's got an ankle bracelet on and he's on probation. He killed four people, folks. He killed four people. It's like in Cold Blood. He shot him. He ran him over. And all he did was get probation because the judge said he was affected by affluenza, which means he has too much money and that got in the way of his judgment or parents' judgment or whatever it is. And you can see how great their parent, well, their parent judgment is because they took the kid to Mexico.
If you're trying to, okay, your kid gets in trouble and you want him to actually learn a lesson so he can be a functional member of society in his adult years. And here's this yahoo of a mother grabbing the kid and taking him to Mexico. What kind of lesson are you teaching? I mean, these parents, they should go to jail right alongside him.
Yeah, it's all about privilege and disrespect to the people. I know plenty of people who have lots of money who live life not any differently than you or me. It just happens that they have a few more zeros next to their bank account. They don't live differently. Some people do. Some people are affected by having a lot of money, but some people are not. It is too general a notion to have criticism aimed at people just because they have money. But in this circumstance, the money allows them to act in what would be considered an abnormal kind of foolish way. So there's one boy behaving badly. Another boy that's behaved badly is not going to face the music. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor in Cleveland says that it's indisputable that Tamir Rice was drawing a pistol from his waistband when he was gunned down. You've probably all seen on the internet in various circumstances, Facebook, Twitter, other social media, pictures of this gun. How many of you think the gun looks like a real gun? I looked at it quickly and thought, yeah, I can understand how you might think that that was a gun. But I also think under the circumstances, and maybe this applies to all of these things, the woman that was shot in Chicago, the latest thing, and now, Mayor Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel, had to come back early from his vacation in Cuba because the police shot a 19-year-old student and a 55-year-old mother of four over the weekend. The continuing, ongoing work of restoring accountability and trust to the police department. I wonder how popular that show is. Chicago, this Dick Wolf is producing Chicago Police, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago Fire and Chicago Med, right? There's three shows now coming out of Dick Wolf. It's the same as Law and Order, in a manner of speaking, or the same kind of idea, but it's being produced about what's going on in Chicago. And I find the PD show to be an interesting. The stars are kind of interesting.
I like the stars of Chicago Fire myself.
You do. Well, one of them is Lady Gaga's boyfriend, right, or fiance. Mm-hmm. The other one is from the old the TV show. That's good, Doug. The TV show. The doctor who.
Doogie Howser.
No.
Bombay.
No. No.
Scholes. Pepper.
You missed the only one, probably.
Jack.
The guy's name began with an H. Where's Jack? Dr. Jack Stockwell. Who's the doctor that was on for 8 years, played by...
House.
Yes, thank you, Kara. Yes, Dr. House.
No, the English fellow.
Yes, right. Was he the English or Australian? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But he handled it well. Yeah, Dr. House. I didn't watch House that much either, but it was a pretty good show what I did see. But the kid who's on Chicago Fire was one of his doctors on House. You following my trail here?
I like to play the game my way. Dr. Pepper and Dr. Scholes.
I like Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Bombay was a good pull.
Bombay.
Doctor Who.
Speaking of Doctor Who, Dr. Jack is going to join us in a moment with an update on his trip to the lovely mountains of Switzerland, plus some of the things going on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, plus a look at the gout. You better look out for the gout. It's 20 minutes before the hour, 40 minutes after on Good Day. More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6306. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6306. 800-961-6306. That's 800-961-6306.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny I think Kara should be more a participant in this program. Rich, think so, Jennifer?
Let's
bring Kara on
for
more.
Sure.
Kara, feel free to comment when you are either vexed or when you have something pithy and important to say. You can just do it. If you don't agree with Jennifer, let's have a fight. Let's have an argument. Yeah.
If you don't agree with Dougie, we can also have a fight.
No, okay.
Are you going to say only Jennifer?
Yeah.
Come on. Sexist.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, having returned a day or two ago from a 10-day trip to Switzerland. What did you observe about the medical? You're somebody that is always observing. You and your wife, Mary, are medical scientists and experts. So what did you observe about the medical habits, the living circumstances, what people eat, what they drink, that sort of thing while you were over there?
Well, they walk. They walk and they walk. They walk to the grocery store. They walk to the post office. They walk to work. They have an incredible transportation system. And so the buses are right on the second. And all of a sudden, out of buildings, from around the corners, people are walking. And they fill up the buses and they get off. And then they walk everywhere else they're going to go. Just everywhere you turn, there are people of normal weight, normal stature. I mean, you hardly saw anybody whatsoever that had even 20 extra pounds on them because they're walking and walking and walking. And Sundays, I found out talking to one of the concierge there that Sundays is their outdoor day. Almost everything is closed. Almost everything's closed on Sundays in Switzerland.
Really?
And so people are out hiking. I mean, and when we went up to the when we went up to the Matterhorn, not everybody went there to ski. I mean, there are people hiking these mountain routes because there's no snow.
Mm-hmm. Same thing going on over there is going on here in terms of the weather.
Well,
it was quite warm, wasn't it, while you were there?
Yes, it was. It was surprisingly, well, you still had to have a coat and a hat, but it wasn't the normal low temperatures. It was warm. A lot of the Alps, it's only in the highest levels of the Alps did you find snow, and all the ski resorts had manufactured snow in order for the ski resorts to be open at all. So they, the precipitation they haven't been getting, of course, the British Isles have been getting with all the flooding they have. So their weather patterns are just as disturbed as ours are over here.
It's an interesting comparative. I found the difference between Zurich and Geneva, as far as big cities are concerned, to be dramatic. I think Geneva is a much more livable place. Zurich is a big, not industrial, but big business city, and it's quite a bit bigger. But the two cities that are most well known are Zurich and Geneva. And I love taking the train from one to the other. But taking the train through the countryside there is magnificent. It just is a great experience. It's great for giving you a perspective on things, but it's also quieting and healthy for you experientially, the personal side of it. What did you observe, though? You talk about what people eat. You were saying that lots of people smoke over there.
Oh, there's everybody. Everywhere you turn, people are lighting up cigarettes. Even the young people.
More the young people, I think.
Yeah, a lot of teenagers. You know, the drinking age for beer and wine is 16, but I didn't see much of that going on in restaurants, but I did see an awful lot of kids smoking. And in the shopping areas, the central areas of Lugano, the central areas of Lucerne, Luzon, some of the other places that we went to where people just crowd in like crazy because there's kiosks everywhere. Everybody's lighting up cigarettes. Everybody's drinking Vin Shaw, you know, the hot wine, and eating pastries, and they're thin. So I started asking a couple. They walk. They just walk everywhere, and they don't eat processed foods.
No. All right, so there's a big difference there under the circumstances. You put two and two together, you still come up with four. It's distracting how much smoking does still go on in parts of Europe, like in Asia. Maybe we're ahead of them there, but we still don't live as long as they do because, as Jack is suggesting with his comment, it's all processed foods. Look at all the processed foods we eat here versus getting at the source there. They have a big locavore movement. They still have a big family farm circumstance in Switzerland, so a lot of them are growing their own food, or they're getting close access to the sources of food, which we still haven't quite figured out how to do well.
Anywhere there was an open piece of ground, there was farming going on.
When we
flew over the mountains from Lugano up to Zurich, even up on the highest levels below the snow line, you could see these extensive farmlands that were up there. You can't see them from the valley. And I'm talking 2,000-3,000 feet up above.
Yeah.
And all of these back and forth roads that go up to the top and extensive farming that goes on the top of these mountains.
All right, so you do the Forbidden Doctor podcast, and I'm guessing that you and Mary will do a podcast on your trip to Switzerland and the observations that you've made there. Those of you who don't know, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, look at the podcast information that's there. They've been doing this for about a year now. Hundreds of thousands of people download the podcast every week. So it stands to reason, at least in my mind, you do something about your observations of people and their health in Switzerland, yes?
Yes, and the podcast that just came out, Three New Year Resolutions, or the next one I think is coming out, Three New Year Resolutions That Will Make Your 2016 the Healthiest Year Ever. Just three little changes in what you do food-wise that can make 2016 the healthiest year yet.
Download them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also there you can find the enzymes, these enzymes, that long-life enzymes that Mary and Jack have produced also have rave reviews, and you can read about that and also order them. I have them. I use them, take four of them every day. The people that I know and love take four of them every day. That, I think, is what you recommend, right, in order to deal with the problems that arise in our bodies. And so enzymes, as you have discovered in your research, Jack, are the key to a long life, having the right enzymes.
Especially the food choices that we make here in America does not really signal or trigger inside the body the production production of the right kind of enzymes to handle that kind of food load that we give it. Yeah. So that's why we produce this product, to make sure your food's properly digested and absorbed.
Well, you say that all of our health comes from the gut. Everything, yes. Our immune system. So if you have a healthy gut, and your gut includes your stomach and your intestines, right? And that's
yes.
what basically
yes.
the gut is?
Yes.
So you got all the right bacteria in there, and that's what this sort of supports. So again, for your own health and well-being, Jack has done this and done a great job with it, and people are reacting extraordinarily well. There are all kinds of comments about the enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can order them there as well. Put in the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for a 10% discount. Thanks to Jack and his relationship here. We'll have to help out the people that are listening so you all live happily ever after.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. They publish the Frommer Travel Guides, known around the country and around the world as a great resource for all things travel. We're going to talk today about some of the new routings, the best airfare surf sites, a little historical perspective on things, as much as we can cram into the next 5 minutes here on Good Day. Stand by.
Now, teach bike tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Okay, it's a fact. Men die earlier than women, but have you ever wondered why? Here's the biological science of it. Of course, men are more likely to have accidents, but the resting metabolic rate of males is approximately 5% faster than females. In other words, over the course of a lifetime, a male's biochemical engine is running 1/20th faster than a female's engine. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, men wear out earlier. So for men to live as long or longer than women, it's important for men to take
take time to rest, to relax, and to try to express some emotion. Take a nap, play with your kids, watch a sad movie, love your spouse. Smelling the coffee earlier in life may just buy you time later on. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com and the Frommer Travel Guides. The 10 best airfare surf sites. We started, I think we made reference to it last week a little, Pauline, but I think maybe we ought to give people some specifics.
And worst. We also talked about the ones that aren't so good anymore, and I think those are the ones that may surprise the people the most. On Frommer's.com, we did an extensive study. I felt really badly for the freelance author we assigned this to, because he had to do literally thousands of airfare searches. And you know who bombed out? Orbitz.
Really?
Orbitz is just not doing well anymore.
Are you surprised about that, Pauline?
No, I wasn't surprised, because, you know, it's been up for sale forever. It just got bought by Expedia, and I think they, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen with it, and so they just didn't keep it up to snuff. Expedia and Travelocity, which is basically the same search engine now, they use exactly the same technology, they came in the middle of the pack. What was so surprising about this study, and we looked at buying airfare like months in advance and at the very last moment and on obscure routes and on common routes, what was so surprising was really obscure search engines that very few people are using did the best.
Really?
There's one called Momondo, M-O-M-O-N-D-O. It's a tiny search engine from Scandinavia, and it won in 18 of the 24 pairs of cities that we were searching for flights between.
So is it Momondo.com?
M-O-M-O-N-D-O.com. And the nice thing about Momondo is, unlike a lot of the others, it doesn't use cookies. So that means it doesn't trace your search. A lot of us are paranoid that places that trace your search, that when you come back to them, they show you higher prices so they can get a bigger commission out of you. But Momondo doesn't do that. SkyScannerNet came in second, and they also did very well.
So, word to the wise, you know, instead of listing all of them here, just go to Frommer's.com and see the research that Pauline and her father and her company have done, and then you can work for you. This Momondo sounds kind of interesting in and of itself. Yeah.
Research you don't want to do yourself, because it's really boring stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
We sat and did it.
The airlines are always expanding their footprints and going into areas where there is some seasonal need. How much of that are we going to see this year? The usual amount, more or less? What do you think?
We're seeing less. The airlines are being really, really careful about not expanding too much, which is what they've done in the past and why they've had to drop rates and give people discounts. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're only taking a chance on those routes that they think are going to pay off. We're going to see.
I'm a frequent. I spend most of the winter in Los Angeles, go back and forth from Boston to L.A. a lot, but I'll be doing Florida to L.A. Quite a bit this year. And I noticed last year, American added a couple of flights from Palm Beach to L.A. direct in the wintertime. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It must be that Palm Beach is doing well. You have to remember, Florida hasn't been hit by a hurricane in quite some time. So its visitation numbers are up.
Pauline Frommer from Frommer's.com here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor.
proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.